Greg Myers has joined us on Sports Byline USA, came out of Colorado State, drafted in the fifth round by the Cincinnati Bengals, and then after the end of his career, decided to become and go on with his life and become a doctor, and currently an anesthesiologist. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, working in the trauma unit at Denver Health Medical Center in Denver, Colorado. What did you expect the National Football League and professional football overall, Greg, to be? And how was it similar to or different from what you thought?
You know, the National Football League, going into it, you have some expectations of it being similar to college. You realize really, really quickly that it's not. It's definitely a business. Everybody's kind of out for themselves. You don't have the same team every year. It's changing. People are coming and going very quickly. So it is definitely a business, and it didn't take me too long to realize that.
How did you find the wide receivers and the tight ends that you were going to have to cover as a safety at the pro level as compared to the college level?
Well, I was fortunate in the sense that, we played some teams that had some very quick, very fast people. Almost everybody in the Western Athletic Conference back there had some speedy receivers and good quarterbacks. So I was fortunate in that regard. The speed of the big guys was very surprising sometimes when some of those 250, 300-some-pound linemen can get down the field almost as fast as you. And that was a big difference.
Was it hard for you to leave the game?
No, it was not at all. I loved college ball. I loved that atmosphere. I loved the coaches. And when you get to the professional level, I don't miss that at all.
Gary Plummer, who, of course, played for 15 years of professional football, 11 in the National Football League, he and I were talking one time, and I asked him about, how many concussions do you think you've had over the course of your career? And he paused for just a second. He said, well, 15 years. He said, I probably got 5 per game. He said, I might have had 1,000 concussions. Now, you played this game. How many concussions do you think you might have had?
Well, I think it depends on what you define as a concussion. I think a lot of people don't realize, you'll be out there playing and you'll get these, cobwebs, as we'll call them sometimes, or something, when your head's just not quite right. But in a couple plays, you'll be back to normal or somewhat normal. So, you have those, and then there are the ones that basically will knock you out for the game and maybe, put you in the hospital. I had a couple of those in college. Professional-wise, I was never put in the hospital or anything, but I definitely had several of those cobwebs that I had to shake out over the course of a game. So those are concerning because you don't say a lot about them. People don't say a lot about them. They're not recognized as much, but the continuous, getting hit in the head and those continuous concussions definitely add up.
You're an educated guy. People can certainly hear that. And I'm just wondering, did you ever say to yourself, I don't want to do this to my body. It's not smart. It's not right, particularly since you're now a doctor.
There are times that you feel that way. There's times that when, especially when you're dealing with concussions, and it definitely puts you back into reality of like, whoa, wait a second, this is not quite right. It's not quite what I need for my body long term. But it's also short-sightedness. You look at the NFL. It's a short career. You're out there making money. And, so it's kind of a double-edged sword in the sense that, you still want to keep pushing forward. And it's sad, but the NFL, the way it's set up, is if you're not playing, you're not going to make your money and you're going to be released and cut and you're not going to have a very long career. So, you're kind of put in a tough situation. I wasn't put in that situation as much just because I kind of knew how it worked. But at the same time, it is definitely a double-edged sword for most players.
Is that mainly because most players don't have something to look forward to after their career ends? And how did you find players looked upon themselves? Did they see themselves as bulletproof, that they were going to be able to play, not realizing that it all could come to an end in just a blink of an eye?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. It does, and people don't realize how quickly it ends, even if you stay healthy, how quickly it ends. So, everybody that's played the game, and especially up through that level, has played hurt. And it might not be your head, it might be something else. And there's reasons you do it, the reason you push your body. And it's not the best thing for you, but the coaches, the owners, you want to compete and you want to play. So people will play hurt. People do things for the money because of the competition. And I think it's a very short-sighted, and I think most people look at it that way. Until you're out of it and you're away from it, then you realize, whoa, wait a second, that probably wasn't the greatest idea sometimes. At the time, you're not quite thinking that way most of the time.
You also, as you know, Greg, have a very interesting perspective. You're a guy that has worn a helmet in the National Football League. You're a guy that now wears a doctor's hat. And so when you hear the stories of Junior Seau, Ray Easterly, Dave Duerson, you know, killing themselves, what reaction do you have of it? Not so much as just a football player or a doctor, but a combination of those two.
I think it's a tragedy. Whenever you hear that, it's you never truly know what's going on in someone's head, what their life's about, what they're thinking. And it's very hard to look at one snapshot at this time and know what happened. So it's kind of a struggle. I think there's a lot of questions out there. Did, you know, these concussions have something to do with it? And, you know, I think it definitely does trauma. It raises a lot of questions.
You work in a trauma unit. Do you see a lot of kids that come in, and are you concerned about when you're playing Pop Warner football, high school football, college football, the cumulative effect of combative sport?
Oh, I think I'm definitely concerned about it. Most of the people that I see that actually make it to the operating room are severe traumas from car wrecks and stuff. They're rarely ever see a concussion one unless it was something that had a wrist fracture or something else that was coming to the operating room. So I don't necessarily see those cumulative effects of some of those people, but it definitely plays a part, and it's definitely something that we'll need to change and we'll have to change. Obviously, the attention is brought forward, and it's going to have to be addressed.
You may remember the Real Sports piece with Troy Aikman when he was talking about the concussions that he had, and Steve Young also had them as well. And one of the things Troy said, Greg, was that he would not let his sons play football because of that particular problem. I don't know whether you have sons, but how would you feel about them playing football?
You know, I'm not going to deny my kids, if they truly want to do it, they'll definitely have to wait. I have a 6-year-old son, an 8-year-old daughter. My son, when he gets old enough, if he wants to play football,